Longtime California longshoreman and author Reg Theriot once defined work as picking up something and putting it down somewhere else because you have to. If the object is heavy, he said, moving it is called hard work. Over the next 6 weeks, Morning Edition will profile Americans engaged in hard work, the kind that makes you sweat, gets you grimy, leaves you dog-tired or emotionally wrung out. NPR's David Malpas begins our Dirty Work series in South Texas.
On the east side of Houston, heat rises off highways in wavy lines. And on both sides of the road driving towards the Gulf Coast is a landscape glutted with oil refineries. Next to them are fields of gigantic white tanks filled with unrefined crude oil. Over a 10-year period, the bottoms of these storage tanks become caked with a condensed, slick, black sludge. If that bottom muck gets into the refinery system, it can cause distillation units to totally crash. So, who are you going to call? Tank cleaners, of course, like Daryl Harris.
You have to be ready for it. It's a challenge every day because with the elements that you're dealing with, you know, in the tanks or the heat, it can frustrate you. So if you're not strong-minded, you'll quit.
And a lot of folks try it and do quit, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them get in it and they look at us and just say, oh, we can do that. And then once they get there on the job, then they decide that's not what they want to do.
Amos Hidrogo has stuck with it. He's got muscle-popping arms to prove it after 23 years of pushing sludge out of storage tank portal drains.
Sometimes you have to get down your hands and knees and actually get the portals open with rags. You're using your strength.
That's why many of you look like you could be professional wrestlers.
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Hidrogo and Harris work in La Porte, Texas, for one of the largest tank cleaning companies in the nation, Onyx Industrial Services. Due to safety and security regulations, untrained personnel aren't allowed into oil tanks on refinery property. So for our visit, Onyx agreed to have workers go through their paces on a tank that is similar but much smaller than the regular storage tanks. Regular ones are often more than 200 feet in diameter and 30 feet high. State and federal regulations require a detailed safety analysis before each cleaning job.
Okay, we're going to make an entry on this tank. We're going to do a final wash of it. What we're going to be having inside, we're going to have a squeegee and a fire hose.
As supervisor on this practice run, Daryl Harris is in charge of making sure everyone knows where to get help if he needs it.
We have our eyewash station. Here's the fire extinguisher right here in case of fire, something start. The oxygen level is 20.9, so we have to go in there and fresh air.
A huge generator is connected to a fan. The fan sits over an opening on top of the tank to provide ventilation. But the air is still typically too dirty to breathe. Oxygen is pumped inside through hose lines attached to each worker. The tank cleaners also carry small oxygen bottles with a 5-minute supply in case their hose line gets cut or tangled. In addition to that, they wear hard hats, a full face mask, earplugs, thick rubber gloves and boots, and a protective bodysuit over their clothes. We spoke with Charles Reeves as he prepared to enter the tank.
And right now I'm just suiting up at the bottoms and our arms. Our hands, we usually tape ourselves up to actually seal it off. Nothing gets inside.
It takes a full-body harness to hold all that gear in place. Just buckling it on is part of what makes this a hard job. Then there's the heat.
You know, sometimes in the tank, it can get 99, 100 degrees inside. Plus, you've got slicker suits and rubber boots and fresh air on, and it's really hot, and you've got to get used to it. You know, you've got to really be in good shape to, you know, be able to do it for a long period of time.
Some days, the men can work for only 15 minutes at a stretch, or less. Daryl Harris reminds his crew to avoid pushing themselves to the point of exhaustion.
You know, no job is that important that we got to finish. Like I said, you're going to take breaks. You go in there, give me a good 5 minutes of hard work, come out. You stay in there 10 minutes, whatever. There's no set time limit, whatever your body can handle. Usually, if you feel you're getting tired, let me know. I get somebody else to suit up, ready to go in, so we keep that rotation going.
Once inside the tanks, workers spray water or chemical solutions at high pressure onto the walls and floor before using squeegee mops to push the last bits of solid waste into drains, where it is then sucked into a holding tank.
Start right here, watch that way.
Again, Charles Reeves.
I've never done anything this difficult before, but it's It's what I like to do. I like to work with my hands. It's like a rush sometimes to go inside and clean something that you know good and well that's going to help the environment. You're just trying to do your part.
Tank cleaners are helping to protect the environment today because the technology now in place allows for most of the sludge removed from the storage tanks to be recycled. That adds up to many tons of reusable product every year, saving the oil companies millions of dollars. Amos Hidroga says the job is a lot easier too these days because the bulk of the high-pressure spraying is done from outside the tanks through portal holes. The outside work reduces the heavy sludge from about 4 feet of thickness to 4 inches before the men enter the tanks.
When I first started this business, we were doing this by bucket and shovels and putting it in drums and hauling drums off and storing them.
The job remains dirty and dangerous. Some tank cleaners have been seriously injured or killed by the hazards. Oil tank cleaning pays well, though, $15 to $18 an hour at this company. And Daryl Harris says the work breeds camaraderie among veterans of the business.
It's a fun job. It has its good times, just like any job you do. If you got a great bunch of guys working with you, you know, you keep your spirits up and watching everybody's back and making sure everything goes smooth so you can finish that job and go to the next one. And we all sit back and look at it and say, you know, we kicked that tank's butt.
In South Texas, I'm David Malpas, NPR News.